Is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program right here in beautiful Brevard County. You are tuned in this morning to WMIE 91.5 FM, a radio station that we are thankful for because it takes the good news of Jesus Christ all across the county and through the wonders of the internet all around the world so that people can tune in and hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we want to say thank you to the wonderful folks at WMIE. We want to say thank you to those who listen, that help support the radio program financially. As far as our broadcast expenses go, the time here on the radio isn't free, but we have continued to thrive. You know, on yesterday's program, I was in Isaiah 32. And the last verse is, blessed are those who sow beside all waters, who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey. And when we had been approached by the radio station back in 2013, we really were, we weren't in bad financial shape, but we weren't, you know, just rolling in the money. But we sensed that God was in this, and he is our door opener. And so when we said yes to that, we really looked at it as to sowing the good news into the community. And we want to say thank you to those through the years who have helped us to offset some of those expenses. I am not one of these big time evangelist or anything like that. All of my efforts and energies are spent focused on Merritt Assembly of God. I'm not out preaching revivals 5-6 days a week or anything like that. I am here to build the kingdom of God in Brevard County, to man my post, to enhance the church to the best of my ability, because I really want to look forward to that day where God says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what my goal is. And our church has added some people through the years because of the radio program. And for that, we're very thankful as well. If you'd like to be a part of what God is doing as we exist to be a blessing, come and join us, 165 North Grove Street. We'd like to say thank you today to also another family that helps with the radio expense. And that's the wonderful folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, who have been providing professional sales and services and repairs with air conditioners, heaters, and in the electrical field for over 40 years. They work in residential and commercial settings. They provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So when you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call at 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They are located in Rockledge, Florida, but they travel all throughout the county, and they are wonderful at what they do, and I encourage you to give them a call. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. That is always a blessing to them and to us when they hear that. So today we are going back to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, and we just kind of scratched the surface yesterday. Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 9 says, O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountains, O Jerusalem. You who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. So that's where we're going to end the reading. Yesterday I had pointed out we had a verse here in this passage that talks about justice. There are actually several in this chapter. In verse number 14, it says, "With whom did he, God, take counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding?" In verse number 23, again with the concept of justice, it says, "He, God, brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless." I'm looking forward to that. You know, I've got a limited occupational lifespan. My job will not be around forever. There aren't going to be any preachers in heaven. Everybody who is in heaven is going to know him, and everybody is going to have already repented. I'm doing my best to work myself out of a job. That's what my goal is I want to know him and make him known. And so one of these days, the judges who are supposed to make sure that justice takes place, God, it says, is going to make the judges of the earth useless. And there is one more. In verse number 27, it says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God?" So we're gonna get to those in time. I just want you to see that we're not abandoning the path of seeking justice. We are just working through these wonderful treasure troves of God's word so that we have better understanding of who he is. He is a great God. And so yesterday we started, "Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him." And you could put this word in there, "and behold his work before him." So we wanted to talk about what are the things that we can focus on or fixate on when it comes to looking at God. God's been dealing with me about this concept now for several weeks. I'm still working on it, but it is how people process information. If you are sick and hurting, then you're going to process things through how you are feeling. If you feel like you've been abandoned, you're going to filter things through that experience of being all alone. And so I want today to kind of help you to install a tremendous filtration system, a filtration system of faith in who God is and what God does, so that when you see him, first of all, when you see him, you will recognize him. When you see him, you will know him, and you will know the benefits that he brings into your life. And so remember, we're talking about a God of justice. It says, "Behold your God." He's not your best friend, although he is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is the one who lays down your life. So I constantly tell parents, your job is not to be your child's best friend. Your responsibility is to be your child's parent. And so that means you lead them, you guide them. Well, there are many benefits to having a relationship with God. He is our friend. I understand the principle that people are trying to communicate when they refer to God as their daddy or something like that. I understand that is designed to create an understanding of a healthy dynamic, a loving dynamic. But today I want you to understand he's God. Okay? He is God. He's God all by himself. There isn't anything in all of the universe that is even close to the magnitude of who God is. In the Bible, there are created beings known as archangels. There are other created beings known as angels. And you take the highest level of angels, and they are still exponentially beneath our God. You say, well, why such a great distance? Well, he's God all by himself. You see, the devil used to abide in the presence of God, but he was filled with pride. He said, I'm going to rise up. I'm not content with my place and my position, and I'm going to elevate myself, and I'm going to be like God. I'm going to displace him because I think I will do a better job than he does. He was gravely mistaken. He was eternally mistaken. And so with just a word, you know, it wasn't a 15-round bout. It wasn't touch and go as to who was going to prevail. There was omnipotent creator God and a rebellious angel, and it didn't matter that there were a number of angels that sided with him, it was still no contest. It was a battle that the outcome was determined before the first blow was ever struck. So today I want you to behold him as God. Not God with a little g, God with a great big G, the biggest G that you could ever imagine. He is God all by himself. He is above creation. He is beyond creation. He is the source of creation. All things were created by him and for him and through him and to him. You need to see him as God. Many people in the Old Testament were invited by God's command to come up onto the mountain and experience the presence of God along with Moses. It wasn't everybody. It was just Nadab and Abihu were there. Aaron was there. There were many of the elders of Israel that were there. They all went up there, and it says they ate and they drank with God. Okay? They had tremendous fellowship with God. They experienced his presence. They saw his might, his power, and yet in his compassion, he enabled them to endure his presence. And so... Everybody comes down. Moses goes up on the mountain, and Aaron makes a golden calf. And he tells the people, this is the God that brought you out of Egypt. Having just experienced the presence of God and beheld God, and he said, yeah, looks just like him. Looks just like him. Looked absolutely nothing like him. And people started doing all sorts of terrible things. And he said, this is the God that brought you out of Egypt. Didn't have anything like him. Nadab and Abihu saw God, and yet they were not so careful that they only obeyed his instructions. Instead, they took it upon themselves, and they said, we're going to go into the presence of God, and we're going to offer up whatever we want to offer up. That did not work out well for them. And then the people who went in and saw the promised land, spied out the promised land, and you know, came back and they said, here's the fruit. It is everything that God has promised. They said, great, let's go in. Oh, we can't go in. It's a land that devours its inhabitants. We saw giants in the land. Now, I want you to understand, you can't have a land that devours its inhabitants and people who have thrived physically beyond anything that they were able to describe at that point in time. Those two things do not exist. Either one could exist or the other, but not both of them. And the fortified cities, we saw these massive fortified cities. Remember, Egypt was the largest military power in the world. There wasn't anybody that had the glamour or the prestige or the power that Egypt had. And the spies came back and said, yep, we looked just like grasshoppers. And that's how they saw us too. When you are going about your day today, I want to encourage you to do this. Behold your God. Behold your God, who the mountains quake before him. Behold your God, who is larger than any problem. He's God of the mountain. He's God of the valley. He is God over the past, the present, and the future. He is God. So whenever you are looking at God, do not compare him to the magnitude of your problem. I'm going to say this very carefully. Do not compare him to the magnitude of your problem. Compare your problem to the magnitude of God. And what I mean by that is, when you behold your God and then you behold your problem, if you ever behold your problem as bigger than God, you need to adjust your glasses. You need to adjust your spiritual vision, because when you see God, you are going to see him high and lifted up. You're going to see him holy, holy, holy. You're going to see the train of his robe filling the temple. You're going to see the earth quake before him. When you truly see God, you are going to see he is truly God. He is immensely greater than my problem. You're not only going to see the God, but it says, behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand. You will see God. He's not only big, he is strong. So just a little humorous story from my past. I was probably about 5'7 or 5'8. I don't know that I had completely reached my height at this point in my life. I might have. I think I topped out about 5'8 and a half to 5'9, somewhere in there. Depends on how much disc decompression has gone on in my back at that point in time. But my daughter, or not my daughter, dear Lord, my sister was dating a gentleman who was 6'7 and ran probably 275 or more. He was not only big, he was not only tall, he was substantial. His arms just went a long, long way. And so one day he was over at the house and he was visiting with me. He was visiting my sister, but she was busy. So we're sitting there talking, and our house has always been a place to have a lot of fun. And for some reason, he just reached halfway across the room and punched me right in the arm. We weren't even sitting on the same piece of furniture. We weren't close. His arm was just that long. He punched me right in the arm. And I said, don't do that. 6'7", 5'8", okay? 11 inches difference. And he said, well, why? What are you going to do about it? And so I got up from the couch that I was sitting on. We had kind of one of those sectional sofas that pretty much took up the whole room. And we had a big family and always had lots of company. And so I just jumped right in the big middle. See, I'm not, first of all, I'm not afraid of too much and I don't always make the best decision. And so I just jumped right in the big middle of him and we started horsing around, and he wrapped his arms around my torso and he just went full on boa constrictor on me. And, I was like, can't breathe. That was all that I could get out of my lungs. There wasn't a lot of lung expansion going on. He wasn't trying to hurt me. We were just having fun. And I determined at that point in time that the fact I was older than him made no difference. I've known people that were taller than me, but they weren't able to do everything that I could do, and so I could deal that situation. I knew people who were large, but they were kind of slow. This person had the entire package together, and I didn't stand a chance in that conflict. Today, I want you to know that God is not only God, but he is a God of omnipotent strength. Behold, the Lord your God shall come with a strong hand. God is not intimidated or threatened or terrorized by any of the sayings of the devil. But I will tell you this, when God speaks, demons tremble. When God speaks, demons believe him and they tremble. So when you behold God, he's not a feeble old man just barely hanging on to the throne of power. He is omnipotent. He is strength personified. The strongest person you know comes from, the strength originally comes from God, because he is the God of all strength. His arm shall rule for him. He is not only God, he is not only the God of omnipotent or unlimited strength, but he is a God who is extremely competent at what he does. We have a saying, because we are Pentecostal, but we also issue out this word of wisdom. People are not called to do the Holy Spirit's job. The Holy Spirit is very, very good at doing his job. You start trying to do the Holy Spirit's job instead of doing what you have been assigned to do, and you will make a mess of things. God is competent. God is competent as a savior. He is competent to hear prayers. He is competent to rule and reign. He is competent to govern. He is competent in his creation. He is competent in his redemption. He is competent in his second coming. He is competent in his preparation of what our future is going to be like. And he is competent when it comes to conquering the devil and his hordes of demons. God is extreme. Behold God and say, there's a competent God. Because he is. He is extremely competent. The fourth thing that we could, or the, yeah, the fourth thing is, behold, his reward is with him. Many people go through life expecting that God is never going to do anything for them in this life. I want you to know, I have already been blessed immensely by God. My ultimate reward is that I'm going to get to spend forever with him. But the scripture says that we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. He is not into delaying blessing his people, taking good care. You are supposed to be a living billboard, a living example of the fact that God does bless and reward his children. Count on it. Count on it. His reward is with him. Now, it's not just that his reward is with him and he's going to come and give it to you and bam, his reward is with him. The greatest blessing that we have is the presence of God. Never begin to seek the benefits of relationship with God outside of relationship with God. That's a huge mistake. A lot of people, when they get what they need in prayer, they stop fellowshipping with God. They stop looking at him and say, this reward came with him, not just from him. I'd better make sure that I stick with him. Okay? So, his reward, he is competent and he is a blessing. And I want to conclude today's broadcast with this. And behold, I put in the word behold there, but it's a compound. Behold, his reward is with him. And so you can put behold there as well. His work before him. I want you to know that God is very active. Some of you may be wondering, what in the world is God doing? My wife and I were having a conversation. She's facing something, and she's like, I don't know exactly what God is doing, but my conclusion is this: whatever he's doing is bigger than I can understand right now, and I'm looking for. And then she began to tell me where her level of faith is at, and it was all about the ability of God. Okay? God is not a passive, silent partner in your life. God wants to be active. God wants to be vocal. God wants to exude his strength. God wants to manifest his competence. And God wants to show his blessing to his people. He wants his people to say, look what God has done. We used to sing a song that says, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. I will tell you today, when you start really looking to behold God, you're going to see him. He's strong. He's God. He's competent. He's a blessing, and he's very active in your life. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.